Principle 2.4. Design a plan. A. Go back before you go forward. Replay the story of where you've been or what you've done that led up to where you are now, and then visualize what you and others must do in the future so you will reach your goals. B. Think of your problems as a set of outcomes produced by a machine. Practice higher-level thinking by looking down on your machine and thinking about how it can be changed to produce better outcomes. C. Remember that there are typically many paths to achieving your goals. You only need to find one that works. D. Think of your plan as being like a movie script in that you visualize who should do what through time. Sketch out the plan broadly at first, for example, hire great people, and then refine it. You should go from the big picture and drill down to specific tasks and estimated timelines, such as, in the next 2 weeks, choose the headhunters who will find those great people, etc. The real-world issues of costs, time, and personnel will undoubtedly surface as you do this, and that will lead you to further refine your design until all the gears in the machine are meshing smoothly. E. Write down your plan for everyone to see and measure your progress against. This includes all the granular details about who needs to do what and when. The tasks, the narrative, and the goals are different, so don't mix them up. Remember, the tasks are what connect the narrative to your goals. F. Recognize that it doesn't take a lot of time to design a good plan. A plan could be sketched out and refined in just hours or spread over days or weeks. But the process is essential because it determines what you will have to do in order to be effective. Too many people make the mistake of spending virtually no time on designing because they are preoccupied with execution. Remember, designing precedes doing.